Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is going to be quite a send-off for the week, this Friday edition, the ninth day of July, 2010. Ted Nugent, he's joined us many times over the last 12 years or so. He's going to be popping in. It's been a few years since I talked to Ted. He's going to be on coming up in the middle of the next hour. Then our weekly visit with Bob Chapman to cover all the things happening in the economy. And Sheriff Babu is also going to be on. He's been begging for help from the federal government. And he has, of course, a Mexican mafia hit out on him, which is very, very serious. And if we had more sheriffs like Sheriff Babu, we could save this country. So we'll take you to Arizona, where they're literally under siege by the coyotes, the drug runners, and the criminal, treasonous, treacherous federal government. That is coming up as well today. So Ted Nugent, Bob Chapman, and Sheriff Babu joining us from Arizona. And we've got a message to Arizona. Help is on the way. Remember Arizona. Remember Goliad. Remember the Alamo. We're going to defend this republic. It isn't perfect, but it's the best thing we've got. That's why the globalists want to destroy it. Anything the globalists are trying to wreck, we've got to defend. They want our guns, we got to keep them. They want to get rid of our borders, we got to defend them. They want to get rid of the dollar, we got to save it. It's very, very simple. They want to erect state income taxes, we've got to beat it. They want to put fluoride in the water, we got to get it out of there. Because every time you research what they want, it's bad for us. It's bad for humanity. They want to take baby's blood secretly at birth for DNA databases, we've got to block it. Can you believe they've admitted they're doing this now after decades of denial? Caught red-handed, and they just go, well, we still are going to take it at birth and keep it. And that's just the way it is. We'll call the CPS on you when your child's born. I remember when my first child was born, I said, you know, that blood you're taking goes to a DNA database. And of course, the nurses all knew it, and they said, it doesn't matter. We've got to test for diseases. And I said, why don't you test her at the hospital? It goes to the health department and goes to the Pentagon. Well, wherever it goes, this is state law. And I said, no, it's not. It's state policy. You're not keeping the blood. But one time we had a little bit of a sick baby at birth, and I wasn't even thinking about it before they slurped the blood out and ran off with it, giggling down the hallway. Literally, I was like, after it happened, I was like, huh? But that's how all this creeping death works, ladies and gentlemen, is it just goes on in the background when you're not noticing. It's just standard procedures that nobody really worries about. Nobody looks under the hood. Nobody looks in the trunk. Nobody looks under their fingernails. Nobody pulls a piece of paneling off the old farmhouse to see what's behind it. You pull it off, it's termites and roaches and ants. This country is rotten from head to toe. We've still got a chance to save it if we get off of our gigantic butts now. And I'm talking about myself as well. The good news is, and I'm not going to belabor it, but I have been offered by heavy hitters. Three different reality TV shows in the last year and have said no just because I think it's the offers are basically to spin what we do and make us look foolish. So I've said no, even though that would launch us at a new level. And I've been approached, of course, about television in the news format. I always tell these places, yeah, you let me go on and say what I want and have a free hand, I'll do it, but not if I have to change who I am. And then, of course, the offer is withdrawn. But that's an indicator of how important this radio show is and how effective it is and the fact that it's reaching millions of new people a week. I mean, look at the Drudge Report today. LeBron James, he has the headline up there. Alex Jones says, America collapsing as media worships LeBron James. And newspapers all over the country, foreign news, is reporting on what we're covering here because it's the truth. And it's having an effect. And we're hitting on all cylinders. We have reached escape velocity.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, it is Friday, the ninth day of July 2010. And this broadcast is a declaration of independence against tyranny and against the global crime syndicate, the corporate crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Let me just read to you some of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 stacks. 11 stacks of news that I'm going to try to at least scan over all of it, detail and mine down into some of it. There's no way to cover it all. Ted Nugent coming up in an hour and 22 minutes from now. Bob Chapman popping in and Sheriff Babu from out in Arizona, who's been begging for help and putting out an SOS. And we got news for you, Sheriff. Texas is on the way. So that is coming up as well in the last hour. This is what's in our stack. California transit cop verdict sparks looting. I wouldn't really call this looting. I'd call it anger and rioting. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen what happened with this. First, the police seized no fewer than 5 cell phones off of people on the platform. And then they lied about it. They're in the Bay Area on the train platform, one of the subway entrances. And they lied about it and said that he had scuffled and fought and tried to disarm the officer, so the officer in self-defense had done it. Now, there were a whole passel of cops. There were 4 police on that platform, more than 50 that showed up after the shooting. And they seemed to wait to get him on a stretcher close to a half hour, and he died on his way to the hospital. In fact, he was moving his arms and stuff when they finally got him on the ambulance. I've watched the footage. We've covered it extensively. And they killed him, and I guess the word was, look, don't save this guy. He'll have a bigger lawsuit. Let him die. Because they thought they grabbed all the video cameras. They didn't want to have him talking, saying, look, I was in handcuffs when they shot me in the back. They said, no, he attacked the officer, tried to disarm him. This brave hero did what he had to, fighting this evil person. Remember that? We heard that the first 5 or 6 days. And then the footage came out. Somebody on a train rolling by had stopped. They hadn't thought to stop that train and go on board and get the cell phone cameras. And they put him in handcuffs, and he wasn't resisting, and they were jumping on his head and having a bully party and getting off on it because they were cowards. A real man wouldn't beat somebody up who was handcuffed. I mean, that's just basic chivalry. I can't even get my blood up if some little guy starts a fight with me, but I go crazy when some giant gets in my face. I'm just ready to crawl all over him. I'm ready to pound him into the ground. I mean, that's what a real man is into. And I'm not claiming I'm the toughest guy in the world, but I'm red-blooded. Only time I've had my butt whooped is when I fought somebody littler than me. But no, these guys like to get a guy in handcuffs and jump all over him and put their knees on his head and hop on him. And then the cop pulled out his gun, chambered around, and shot him right in the back. And then they even beat him up a little more celebration. I've seen pro-lifers having their arms broken. It's in the extras of Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State, my 2005 film, came out 5 years ago. And it shows pro-lifers sitting peacefully on the sidewalk, and police get their arms and nunchucks and twist them and break them till bones stick out the side with compound fractures. And then the cops come over with billy clubs with pleasure and start beating them afterwards. It's like, ooh. You know, it's kind of like a wolf. When one wolf finally gets its teeth up underneath the udders of a cow and rips it open, they go for whatever's soft first, and the blood flows, and the wolves just rush in, and it's just wild. They grab the cow by the snout and start pulling it. They hit its tail, its hind corners. They twist it over, get it on the ground, and then go right into the throat, right into the guts. But it's even better. When a cow gets stuck in the mud at a cow pond with wolves or coyotes, they like to start at the end. Because a cow's front feet will get stuck in, they take their time. You'll find cows half-eaten, still alive, and those wolves and coyotes just love it. And see, we're the prey now in America with evil police. Not all police are bad, not all agencies have been turned to evil, but they're slowly twisting them towards the dark side right now. And it's a predatory thing I've seen. I've seen multiple tapes of men without legs or men who are paralyzed. And the cops can see they have shriveled, atrophied legs. And they come over to them on the sidewalk or at a jail. You've seen all the cases. And they tell them, get up and walk. It says, this has happened now at the TSA. And they say, sir, I'm paralyzed. And they say, no, you're not. And then they throw them out of the wheelchair. And, of course, these people have been paralyzed for decades. Their bones are soft. The muscles all pull off the bone, their legs break, and then the cops just come over, or jail guards come over and just have another little satisfying beating. There's nothing like beating on a man who can't walk or a woman who can't walk with a billy club. For a wolf coward, there's some kind of serious pleasure in that. But let me tell you something. Red-blooded Americans see that, and it makes us want to throw up. It makes us want to puke. So, one of my listeners posted comments on Infowars.com with this killer cop, and he's now convicted, this killer cop's address and family and said go after him. And, of course, we happened to come across this. Our moderators had pulled it down, but not before it was up for a day. And the FBI came here, Secret Service, all this other business, had to well, Secret Service was another case. FBI came here with the subpoenas for those IP addresses, and they went and arrested the poor fool that did it. And, of course, it was literally a convicted pothead with a bunch of pot who was just an armchair quarterback sitting there at his keyboard feeling powerful. That's another form of coward we see out there. And I said I've got 11 stacks of news, and I just hit the very first article, and I've already spent 8-9 minutes on this. The point is, I've been intimately involved in this case, and we've covered it in great detail, and the police went and arrested this guy, and he's serving a longer sentence, more than a 10-year sentence for threatening to kill that cop. And it was wrong to threaten to kill the cop, and it was wrong to threaten to kill his family. as some other people did. That is really cowardly and pathetic, and no matter how bad this nutcase, power-tripping thug cop is, his family doesn't deserve to be threatened. You know, keep people's families out of it. That's another rule of chivalry. And they came up with these ancient ideas that all cultures have had that have been civilized, whether it was the Japanese samurai or the knights and ladies of old in Europe, because men who are in battle, you don't want to have your family involved. So it's like, you don't mess with my family, I don't mess with your family. Another rule, but idiots don't follow that. So they kill this poor fellow in cold blood, shoot him in the back. The bullet goes through his back, bounces back up through into his heart. They blasted him through his lungs. It bounced off the concrete, slapped up through his rib cage into his heart. And the cops then, on the video, jump on him some more. The media spins and says, oh, look at them helping him. And then they hang around and take their time till he bleeds out and kill him, so they could frame him and say he was trying to attack the cops. Well, sorry, two separate videos. Somebody way down the platform about 60 yards away was smart enough to slip off as the cops started confiscating other people's, and somebody on the train shot it. Two different unedited videos show the cold-blooded, premeditated murder one. Capital premeditated murder. What do they give this cop? What, second-degree manslaughter? He's going to serve 2 to 4 years in jail, and it's a state offense, so he'll probably be in 6 months. 6 months! All those cops need to go to prison for aiding and abetting that murder by covering up the fact that he was murdered execution style in handcuffs. All of them need to be charged as accessories to murder. Accessories to cold-blooded capital murder. They need to spend life in prison. And the cop that did this, he needs to be sent up for death penalty. Let me tell you something. He pulled that gun out and he killed him in cold blood. And I've watched the video carefully. Some said, well, it was a taser. He thought it was a taser, and it was taser confusion. And they have had cases where cops in drills have shot their own fellow officers in drills pulling a gun instead of a taser. So now in training, they never have a gun on their hip as well as the taser. It's happened just a couple times. No. He pulled back. He engaged it. He knew the difference. He had a psychopathic pleasure moment. He was getting off on the adrenaline of jumping on an unarmed, handcuffed man. He was on a power trip like a mad dog wolf or a great white shark when you got a group of great whites and they're in a feeding frenzy eating the carcass of a dead blue whale. You ever seen that footage of whalers trying to get their blue whales up and a whole pack of great whites come in and they're just rolling and biting each other and killing each other? You ever watched a group of Makos? You ever watched a group of Greenland sharks going wild in a feeding frenzy on the carcass of a dead whale? That's what it looks like. And that guy's a murdering animal, and he needs to go up for life in prison, bare minimum. Oh, but now the Justice Department's going to save us. The Justice Department's going to come in and do a whitewash investigation as if the feds are our... Hey, Justice Department, who's going to investigate you for murdering those kids at Waco? Who's going to investigate you for being big men pulling up in front of that church and opening fire on record first? Until the Davidians shot back and you ran off like a bunch of cowards. You're a bunch of cowards. You're a bunch of cowards. We need lawmen like Sheriff Mack. We don't need people like you. We don't need cowards out there. Look at our sickening, traitorous federal government. Won't send federal troops, when that's in the Constitution, down to Arizona and South Texas, where law and order is completely collapsing. Mexican troops are all across the border. Helicopter raids, gun attacks, police being killed, citizens being kidnapped every day, and it's barely a footnote in the news. Car bombing attacks, whole neighborhoods being burned down. I've seen a case of 12 homes burned in one night, 14 in one night, ranchers being murdered. In every case I see, the police turn and run. Every case I've seen, Mexican troops come many miles over the border now and rob police at gunpoint. I wouldn't care if it was 5 Humvees against my one car. I'll guarantee I'd jump behind that car, pull out my semi-automatic rifle if I was a cop, and I'd go to war with those people. I don't understand this compulsion to run. Where's your compulsion to fight? What's wrong with people? Well, I tell you, it's what's in the water. And it's on record, just like Fox News reported last week. Maryland's now banned that bisphenol A. There's a bunch of other sub-chemicals that are known to sterilize and reduce men's testosterone. We've been brain damaged. We've been sterilized. That's why. That's why the most red-blooded fighting people in the world history have been turned into a bunch of gelded cowards. Americans, our ancestors whooped the British army, the empire that never been defeated, fighting them 10-1 conservatively. And now, what have we turned into? People that run from Mexican drug gangs. Cowards. The ancestors of the... This makes me sick.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all-organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds, so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What does that say about this Bay Area transit cop and his cohorts? Did they kill a guy in cold blood, murder him execution style, and then cover it up? And I've watched the tapes, I've read the reports. They waited and let that guy die. But if they go see a movie like Hurt Locker where they shoot terrorists and let them bleed to death, it's kind of like, oh, we watched Hurt Locker. You know, he's a terrorist, let him die. Or in Heartbreak Ridge, Sonny Highway, you know, after he's wounded troops, he executes them in the field. That's what patriots do. No, it's not. No, it's not. Not unless that's what you want to happen to you. There's a reason we have the Geneva Convention. There's a reason we have common sense. There's a reason we don't torture. There's a reason we have due process. There's a reason we have a Bill of Rights. There's a reason we have private property. Because if we don't have these protections, we got nothing. Every time in history, we will be overtaken by scum, by criminal groups that combine forces together to loot us. There's no such thing as anarchy. There's always groups of criminals that get together to rob others. So patriots have to get together and agree upon a Bill of Rights and a Constitution and a tiny limited government as a defense system against the invaders. The corporate takeover artists are our main enemy today. America is falling to a foreign corporate takeover right now. California transit cop, verdict sparks looting. A white former transit police officer. Oh, there were black officers that helped with the cover-up because it's a gang. It isn't about color. They shoot white guys in the back all the time, too. A white former transit police officer was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in a videotaped shooting death of an unarmed black man last year in Oakland, California, sparking a wave of looting and destruction in the city on Thursday evening. The verdict prompted a peaceful protest by 1,000 people in downtown Oakland, which gave way after nightfall to some people looting stores, smashing car windows, throwing powerful fireworks at police, and lighting fires in trash cans. The police numbering in the hundreds made 50 arrests, but local police expected the figure could double. This is not the Wild Wild West, Oakland Police Chief Anthony Bates told televised news conference. This city will not tolerate this activity. Oh, but you'll tolerate a psycho cop killing somebody in plain view and shooting them in the back when they're in handcuffs, and then you'll let the other officers lie and sign fake police reports that he was resisting and wasn't in handcuffs, and there was the first report was he tried to get the gun? You guys were all sitting on him, part of your ego trip. You were all squatting on him. You were all jumping on his head. You know full well you're a pack of liars. You're accessories to murder. Don't worry, you got away with it, though. Just like the foreign banks got away with destroying the country. And I got news for you. Many of the California pension funds for police have already been pledged to the bankers, so you'll be losing that directly as well. So don't worry. They're going to get away with hurting you, too. You think you're the only one that gets away with being lawless? Oh, no. That's not how this works. That's not how the universe works, buddy boy. I hate the lawlessness. I hate that they have disgraced the uniform like this. And they got happy to be able to report something like this. This will just make the cops become more criminal, more thuggish, more sticking to themselves. It's all part of the globalist plan. I wish the cops would have sent this guy down the river. I wish the police would have told the truth that day. I wish this cop would have been in handcuffs within 30 minutes of this happening, as soon as they found. But no. No, instead, all over the country, it's almost always an old man. For some reason, that makes the wolves in uniform go crazy. It's cops that are making these decisions, where some 82, 84, 92, I've interviewed some of them. There was one yesterday we talked about in Colorado. People come on his farm, are robbing his vehicle, try to run over him. He shoots one. The people admit they're stealing the thing, they're illegal aliens, and they release them and indict him for murder. He's facing a murder charge. Murder charge. Not manslaughter. But this guy, he gets a subdegree of manslaughter. Involuntary manslaughter. Not even manslaughter. Like you get in a fight with somebody, you start the fight, but you punch them in the temple and they bleed out in their brain and die. That would be involuntary manslaughter. Well, if you started it, it would be manslaughter. Which means it's an accident still, but it's your fault. This is involuntary. Kind of like if you accidentally backed out of your yard, but were doing it too fast, you had some culpability, that'd be involuntary manslaughter, and you run over somebody. Jurors can render an involuntary manslaughter conviction if they believe the defendant lacked an intent to kill, but engaged in conduct so grossly negligent that it amounts to a crime. This guy cold-bloodedly without a shadow of a doubt, murdered that guy, and then the police covered it up and tried to frame the guy they killed. Now, what does that tell you? Some guy that wanted to go out and see a fireworks display, and you murdered him in cold blood, and you've gotten away with it. You got away with it. Great job.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow. You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free. Ted Nugent's 1 hour out precisely. Is precisely 1 hour out. And we're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back Mondays. On Monday, we'll be going to 3 hours, but we're going to re-air the first hour in the fourth hour for stations that are carrying it. And, of course, we have the Sunday broadcast 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well, and I will be live this Sunday. I was off for the 4th of July with a great rebroadcast with Jesse Ventura, Ron Paul, and, of course, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Speaking of Andrew Napolitano, he had record ratings again for the Fox Business Channel over the weekend. Top show out of the gates, just like Ventura's got the top show out of the gates on True TV, because people want to hear about the New World Order. They want to hear about globalism. They are anti-New World Order. And And it illustrates how far we've come, how this information is becoming more and more mainstream, that A, somebody like Napolitano is given a show on Fox, and that B, it's top rated. But you look at the Drudge Report today, every week linking to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles now, and today linking to a YouTube video almost as an afterthought that I shot and that Aaron put together. And I'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes dealing with LeBron James. But the fact that the Drudge Report links to Herman Van Rompuy calling for world government, the head of the EU, the fact that he does link to the Financial Times of London when they announce how great world government is and how it's taking over, the fact that the icon of alternative media, kind of the bridge between alternative and mainstream media, Drudge, in the last year and a half has really been posting the truth and has been exposing the New World Order. And I was pointing that out before he started linking to us all the time. It just shows his transformation. And it's a pretty hardcore video he posted that I cut. I mean, I talk about the New World Order, the global government taking over our country, the globalists, how they're overthrowing the banks, the domestic banks, how these foreign banks are taking over, how they're getting rid of the dollar, how it's all engineered. This is incredible. The Drudge Report receives tens of millions of visitors per day, and many of those visitors are media. I've been in mainstream television studios, radio studios, newspapers. I've seen countless photos of news reporters in their newsrooms. And if you look in the background, you'll see computer screens with the Drudge Report on it. This is where so much of the mainstream media goes to see what the agenda is in the alternative media. See, in the past, they said that the establishment set its agenda through the New York Times and, to a lesser extent, the Washington Post, and that the right wing of America, its agenda was stated via the Washington Times. Well, people are leaving the Washington Post, New York Times, and Washington Times in droves from the controlled left-right paradigm, and they're going to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they're going to the Drudge Report. And it shows that the mainstream media no longer is able to set the agenda, and the alternative media is setting the agenda. And so in the past, the mainstream media could ignore a story. But because Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com leading the way, and the Drudge Report was the first big outfit in the U.S. within one day of us covering it, to put the fact of ClimateGate on the radar, and the mainstream media for another two-plus weeks would not report on any of it. There was a total blockade, a news blackout. But that news blackout imploded. It failed. Their shields failed. And now it's a complete rout of the mainstream media. And the mainstream media now admits this. They are in free fall. They are burning themselves down. At any time, they can start telling the truth and survive and remain in place and be part of the game. But no, they don't want to stay relevant because they can't, because their minor subsidiaries of the military-industrial complex and private banking complex that owns them like little pieces of change in their pockets. The $100 million, $200 and $300 million budgets of different TV networks are nothing, nothing compared to just one cruise missile shipment, one cruise missile purchase, or the purchase of three or four stealth bombers. Nothing compared to what the Afghan war cost today or the Iraq war cost today. Nothing compared to Halliburton and no-bid contracts in one case. What, $16 million? Or right at $16 million for a $100 blue tarp? $5,000 hammers and toilet seats? It's all a big rip-off scam. And so they're losing all credibility. They had their arrogance, their chutzpah, whatever you wanted to call it, their bravado. And now that's all imploded. And they're going, my gosh, we're dead. Nobody believes us anymore. And so they're sicking the feds on us to start shutting down the web. And now that's out in the open, so that's even waking people up faster that the alternative media was right. And I say in the video, I say it's now time for media and government and the public and everybody to choose a side. Are you with the New World Order and with all their distractions, or are you going to stand up and defeat the globalist? And the Drudge Report linked it as one of its top stories. A hardcore Alex Jones video on the Drudge Report. What does that tell you? It tells you that there are a lot of people in the media who are not New World Order, who are not sellouts, who understand that America is being destroyed, and they need to come out and tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. People are taking my challenge, and they're taking action with it. And if we simply stand up and point out the emperor has no clothes, this New World Order is going to implode, period. But it's going to take courage by sheriffs and police and mayors and business leaders and school teachers and pastors and auto mechanics and bass fishing guides and artists. It doesn't matter who you are. You've got inherent power. And the world government is real. It's unelected. It's authoritarian. It's dehumanizing. We've got an absolute imperative responsibility, not a right, but a duty, as the Declaration of Independence states. It's a right and a duty to stand up and speak out against this. We know what bona fide tyranny is. We know hardcore corruption when we see it. It was like 2 weeks ago, I walk out in the backyard. There's the biggest skunk I've ever seen. Lights from the back porch were going out about 20 yards to the edge of the fence. And it was the biggest skunk I'd ever seen. It probably weighed 40 pounds. You could see the stripes on its backs were probably 4 or 5 inches apart at the widest point. And my French bulldog ran out and saw it. And I said, no. And he still ran after it. And thank God the skunk just got back through the fence and didn't spray him. But I knew what a skunk looked like. The minute I opened the back door to go out and walk the dog, and I see this gigantic skunk alerting with its tail up, but luckily its head facing us, I was just dumbfounded by the biggest skunk I'd ever seen, and I knew what it was. A big black animal with two white stripes down its back. You know, animals in nature let you know what they are. It's like a rattlesnake's got a rattle. It's not looking for trouble, folks, like a water moccasin. They're actually aggressive snakes. Rattlesnakes are not generally aggressive. In fact, they want to be left alone. That's why the first symbol of this country, it was almost the national flag, was the rattlesnake. That's what Benjamin Franklin wanted. And it says, don't tread on me. Look, I'm not looking for trouble, but I got teeth, pal. It's the same thing. We know what tyranny looks like. I mean, I walk out my back door, there's a gigantic skunk. I know what a skunk looks like. We know what's happening. Okay, here's some of the other news coming up. Huge financial information, more on the amazing verdict out in California. They're now going to move ahead with shops at the malls and at the grocery stores where you've got a face scan, thumbprint, voice print, breathalyzer test to be able to get beer or wine, and this is going to be for all products soon. It's going to be a cashless federal sales tax. They're starting that with the tanning salons and other special taxes. They're just setting the precedent. This has all been diagrammed out. Is public. So I've got that news report. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Mark of the Beast rears its head in Pennsylvania. Vintage idea, a wine vending machine. All you have to do is swipe your driver's license, look into the CCTV camera, and blow into the breathalyzer. And, of course, this is inside the stores. This is inside the grocery stores. It's going to all go cashless. I've got that here. I've got Belgium's plan to wash its dead down the drain. Bodies must be melted in acid because the body puts off CO2 when it rots. So you can't bury your dead now. You've got to dispose of the dead the way the government says. It's always been an ancient rite that people are allowed to dispose of their dead the way their religion sees fit. But no, you will melt the body because it won't put off the deadly carbon dioxide. See, they make you do ridiculous things to set the precedent they control you. Half of Americans oppose Obama's immigration plan, lawsuit says. It's more like 80% in the polls I've seen. A bunch of war news. They've done a big spy swap. So much for those of you out there that said that said that this wasn't Russian spies. They just had a spy swap. Of course they were spies. Of course they were. They had fake names. They were here illegally. They were sleeper cells. They weren't a special forces sleeper cell. That's the ones you got to worry about. A sabotage squad. No, their MO fits a sex op and business infiltration op, IT infiltration op. And of course, they did a swap with U.S. spies that have been held in Russia. All these countries have spies. But you notice they infiltrated banks and Wall Street and Harvard because that's the shadow government. That's who's hijacked our country. It's a corporate takeover. So the Russians have to infiltrate Wall Street. Of course they do. A Congress is a, they're not pedophiles. They're on the take, most of them. And so, you know, they're vestigial. They're ceremonial. But not if we can change it. Not if we have something to do with it. We're going to get this country back at the state level and then federal. So that's coming up. And when I start the second segment of the 8 After, I'm going to get into LeBron James because this story illustrates everything. Everything. And I didn't really, in the video, the six-minute video that's gone mega viral on the web, I didn't really even make the main point. Because it was kind of an afterthought I shot as I walked out of here at about 6. Aaron had it up at about 8, well before they made the announcement that he was going to Miami. I mean, I knew he was going to Miami. They don't have a sales tax there. I mean, they don't have a federal state income tax there. And it's a lot more money. And I knew he was going to leave. I mean, he wouldn't show up until the team panicked and said, you better get down there. There's 4,000 fans at the convention center wanting to worship you. And he showed up for 10 minutes and was noncommittal. I mean, you think because you sung to him and you groveled to him and that's your identity in your state? In Ohio, your identity is some guy that can put a ball in a basket? When Ohio is one of the states on the verge of going bankrupt? And your governor serenaded him? And you pathetically sit there and beg him? You beg and beg and beg and beg? You just got pimped. Well, I mean, what do you expect? That's what this country's about. Quite frankly, I don't blame the guy. It's a vapid, shallow thing. If your child's playing basketball, that's great. It's good for them, good for their self-confidence, good for their heart, their lungs. But going and worshiping a bunch of arrogant people making $10 million a year and having that be your child's role model, that's why America's so screwed up. People care about Lindsay Lohan. They know all about Lindsay Lohan, some crackhead blonde hag, some burnout skank, a joke, a mental patient, and that's what our young people are taught to care about. It's all scientific. I've got all the government documents from the 30s, 40s, 50s, all the top psych warfare experts. Edward Bernays and others all bragging how they ruined you. I've got stuff from the 20s about how they were going to, you can go read it for yourself. You wrote the book Propaganda, how they were going to not have inventors and scientists and trailblazers and Davy Crockett as heroes. They don't want that. No, they were going to have basketball and football. At the time, they talked about baseball being a mindless diversion. And they got you. You know all about, you know, our kids sing ballads, you know, the Ballad of Nolan Ryan. And by the way, Nolan Ryan is a fan of the show. I've talked to him and his son. He's a good guy, and he knows baseball isn't what's important at the end of the day. He understands it's fighting the New World Order. Like, we've got to get Nolan Ryan on. They offered to come on one time when I ran into him, but I just never followed it up. That shows how I don't really work on those things. That's a, in fact, Jaron, Nolan Ryan, and I know his son will come on. His son's a big fan. Yeah, I called in one time when Nolan Ryan's son was on the radio. He said, oh, me and my dad are big fans. I said that on KVET. Then I ran into him once on the street. And they said, yeah, we'll come on sometime. But I never even followed it up. That's because I'm so focused on the news. But it would be interesting to have Nolan Ryan on here talk about the New World Order. The point is that that isn't what matters. People will say, well, then why have Nolan Ryan on? Well, because we can use his star appeal to actually get people to realize that he cares about the New World Order. He understands what's going on. I mean, we've got to change our priorities, and it's got to happen now. Or there's no future of this nation, this republic. But I'll get into my full breakdown of LeBron James coming up. When we come back from break, I'm going to get into war news, financial news, and then this other news here in the first five-minute segment dealing with the Mark of the Beast systems going in. And I told you, you're going to face print, you're going to thumbprint to buy and sell. Because there's going to be a graduated sales tax, because they can't sales tax the poor. And so that's how they're going to roll it out. Is, well, everybody's got a thumbprint and face cam when you pay at the cashless counters to make sure you're not cheating on your sales tax. It's going to be a national sales tax. That's what the tanning tax is and all the rest of it. It's a 10% federal sales tax. And it's going to go in on cigarettes, beer. It's going to expand into everything else. But first they sell the fake moral people out there who aren't really moral about, oh, let us get this tax to, because you know, that's something you don't agree with morally, is drinking wine. And then next it's going to be your food. So don't be idiots. Don't let them sell you the mark of the beast.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're going to start the simulcast of a syndicated radio broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv in full living color. All the past shows going back now almost 3 years. The video archives are archived at prisonplanet.tv. Starting Monday, we're going to simulcast the entire show every day at prisonplanet.tv. I figure that's just easier than some days doing 4 hours, some days 3 hours, some days 2 hours. Simulcast, we always do at least 2 hours. So that is coming up. Let's get into some of the military and espionage news that's out today. Obama administration. Israel has right to nuclear capability for deterrence purposes. Haaretz. Wow, there has been a law for more than 30 years in Israel that it's illegal to talk about the fact that Israel has hundreds and hundreds of high-tech nukes and have had them since the early 60s, given to them by the U.S. It has been illegal. Imagine. It's like the D notices they have in England where they can arrest you. Arrest you. If you report on something the government has ordered you not to report on. Generally, it's high officials being caught with small children, literally, because that's the club. I mean, who else would rob society, set up carbon taxes? Bunch of sick perverts that hate everybody. You better realize how dangerous these people are. Look at Roman emperors. Look what happened in history. They always go crazy and turn into Baron Harkonnen. Obama administration. Israel has right to nuclear capability for deterrence purposes. See, everybody just started pointing out that Israel had nukes, and now they can't. Even just a month ago, they were still denying they had them. Now they don't. Haaretz. And so they can have 400 nukes and be threatening to use them on Iran, but Iran can't have peaceful nuclear reactors. I mean, it's just wrong, folks. We don't want World War III. And if we keep saying it's wrong and then keep saying no, they may not start the war with Iran, but the globalists may stage a nuke attack on this country. Don't think they won't do it. Here's another one. Obama says Israeli suspicious of me because my middle name is Hussein. U.S. president tells Channel 2 Israel is unlikely to attack Iran without coordinating with the U.S. They're suspicious of you. Your White House chief of staff is an admitted Mossad officer. Admitted. His father, founder of the Israeli ear gun. I mean, come on, folks. It's not Israel bashing to not want the White House to be filled with Israeli operatives. I mean, the guy's a member of the Israeli military. I mean, this is a disgusting joke. Our government is just filled with British, European Union, and Israeli spies. But meanwhile, we're all scared to death of some redhead sex operative. Hezbollah readying for urban war in southern Lebanon, IDF warns. Another Haaretz story. Haaretz, Haaretz. Potato, patata. I get emails every day. So it's Haaretz. It's Haaretz. Deployment of UN forces has pushed militants into build-up areas where international troops have no authority, Army says. And Israel says they may have to strike. See, and then that's the excuse to go after Iran. They're funding Hezbollah. They're funding other groups. Of course, Hamas was founded by Israel. You know, I tell people that, and they look at me like I'm crazy. That's Haaretz. That's Jerusalem Post. That's been admitted since the 70s. Israel created Hamas. That's like me saying the first coach of the Dallas Cowboys was, who was the guy who wore the fedoras? Mark Landry? Yeah. Or Roger Staubach was one of their quarterbacks. I mean, it's well known. Yeah, Tom Landry. I can't remember all this stuff, man. Even though my grandfather at UT was his roommate. And my grandpa played for UT football, won first in state on the, what was it, the high hurdles. Yeah, he would never talk about it, though. That's, I can't remember. It's Tom Landry. What did I call him? Something else? Oh, yeah, Paul Landry. Oh, boy. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Second hour straight ahead.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.